Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, consultation, training, and development. I want to, before I begin, say special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta and his company Stand Out and Be Heard. Without his expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. I'd also like to give a special thanks to Mr. Aiden Crawford and his company, Short Circuit Media. These two experts have helped bring my practice to a higher level by providing better communication, information, and knowledge. Tonight's podcast is one of many podcasts based on the business of dentistry. There's always been a theme as we approach our 75th podcast in how do we relate the clinical aspects along with the business aspects of medicine and dentistry. And I had mentioned in a previous podcast the importance of training, continuing education, knowledge, role-playing. But one of the things that we had talked about in previous podcasts were the use of audio and video in the office, not just for surveillance, not just to protect us for break-ins, but to use so team members can be trained. So you see how they operate, how they interact with patients and other staff members, and then those video audios can be reviewed, edited for a training. Nothing is so powerful as seeing how you react in front of team members and your patients. This podcast has a similar message, and it's something that I instituted at my company over 15 years ago, and I refer to it as quality assurance and quality assessment. No matter what size your practice, no matter how many team members you have, I can tell you through firsthand experience that my company sees in excess of 116,000 patient visits in a 12-month period. That's through 14 dental offices in Western Massachusetts. And what I'm constantly looking for is something that's repeatable, something that's inexpensive, and something that most importantly is effective. And the quality assurance, quality assessment forms can be done in many different ways. In today's day and age, an electronic signing pad is a nice, efficient, and effective way. But the most important thing are the questions associated with the quality assurance and quality assessment forms. Basically, question one is, was your patient happy with the care and service? Yes or no? The second question, Was your provider on time for your care and service? Yes or no? 3. Did your provider discuss various options and fees associated with your care and treatment? Yes or no? And lastly, would you refer a family member, friend, or associate to this practice? Yes or no? And then there's a few lines for comments. I cannot tell you how effective and efficient this is to improve the quality of care and service in either your medical or dental practice. In the beginning, we simply used small 4x3 tear-off pads. At the end of each procedure, the patient was given this to fill out, and the role-playing would be something like this. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I know you're very busy, but if you wouldn't mind filling out these 4 questions, we would greatly appreciate it. And I would tell you that over 99% of the time, the patient or client is willing to fill out this short quality assurance, quality assessment form. The other option is to use an electronic pad, and the patients fill out the same yes and no answers. The advantage of your electronic pad is it's immediately scanned and accessed into your patient chart if you're computerized. When you do it on the tear-off pad or paper situation, it is imperative that at the end of the day, those are scanned so that this information and data is in the computer. I'd like you to think about the power of this. Again, with 116,000 visits plus each year, if we have a 95% success rate where patients are happy and satisfied and 5% of our patients aren't, that's over 5,000 complaints in a 12-month period. That's unacceptable. It will tear down your business, and the results can be catastrophic if they're not addressed. It is extremely difficult for Mr. and Mrs. Smith to bring you to litigation, to ask for money back, to badmouth you on social media, when you can show that each time Mr. and Mrs. Smith came to your office, they registered on the quality assurance and quality assessment pad that, yes, we were on time. Yes, they believe we solved their problem. Yes, they would refer family and friends. And yes, we explained and introduced them to different options and fees. The power of that to protect you and your team members and to establish goodwill is critical. If we look at it from the opposite end of the spectrum, when we do get a negative comment, and we certainly do in our business, and I believe all businesses do, I can only tell you in my experience as a full-time practicing dentist for 35 years and still practicing full-time at this time, that the single biggest complaint that I have seen over my 35-year career is not being on time and keeping your client or patient waiting. Nothing is more frustrating and aggravating to not just your team members, but to your patients and clients than being kept waiting. We all know in the health services that sometimes this can't be helped, but my personal opinion is if you're scheduling effectively and efficiently, and you manage your time effectively and efficiently, you can eliminate or significantly reduce this particular problem. When it can't be helped, a simple, straightforward, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I know your time is valuable. I'm so sorry I'm running behind. I will try my best to make it up to you. It just couldn't be helped. Acknowledge that you're behind. Let the patient know that you will be with them. Don't leave them in the exam room unattended. Don't leave them so that they think that they've been forgotten. It's a simple, straightforward solution. Just simply explain or have one of your team members explain, the doctor is running behind, we're so sorry, and we will do our best to make it up to you. The other issue that is critical is not only were we not on time, but the second biggest complaint that we get is no one discussed the fees. I cannot tell you when you're seeing the volume of patient visits that we do, and quite honestly, it doesn't matter what size your practice is, any problem that creates a negative review will have a negative influence on your overall bottom line, your personal stress level, and a reflection on your team members and your organization. When the patient says to you, "No one explained the fees or options," that is a direct reflection on your organization that you have some serious communication issues. Many of the practitioners listening to this podcast will automatically assume that they, being the doctors, do not have to discuss fees. They will leave that to their front desk personnel. I cannot tell you that when you leave it to your front desk personnel, in many cases, the treatment and procedure has already been performed, and at that point, it's actually too late. An example I use quite often during my training and coaching sessions is after the bottle of wine has been uncorked and you find out that that bottle was a couple hundred dollars, it's really too late. You'd be much wiser, much better off, most likely not embarrassed, and certainly financially better off if you knew before the bottle was uncorked that that wine was $200. The analogy that I'm making here is what I see in office after office is procedures and treatments are completed and the fees are discussed afterwards. Never should that occur. In my opinion, it is a break of trust, it creates hardship, and it creates problems for your team members and your organization. And in many times in my 35 years of experience of coaching and mentoring, in most cases, the owner doctor has no idea that this has actually even occurred. So the best way is ideally Mr. and Mrs. Smith know before they're scheduled what they're coming for, how long it's going to take, what the fees are associated with those services and procedures, and the finances are taken care of before they're ever appointed. However, in the real world, we all know as healthcare providers that things occur on an emergency basis. Things occur that we didn't necessarily expect. We're preparing a crown and we find out that the tooth needs a root canal and a buildup. We're providing a root canal and we find out the tooth may be unrestorable and we're doing an extraction, a bone graft, and potentially an immediate implant. All of these potential clinical scenarios create financial hardship for our patients and difficulties in the management of these financial arrangements because the services have already been started, and in many cases, these services are irreversible. The patient is left with a bill that you may or may not know, but in most cases, they will be upset and unhappy because they weren't aware of the overall cost and out-of-pocket expense to them. I strongly suggest that the individual, whether it be a dental hygienist, a dental assistant, or preferably, in my opinion, the dentist or healthcare provider, simply explain to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the fees for these procedures are going to be X. Again, in my own experience, looking at literally hundreds of different practices over 35 years, I don't understand why providers don't assess and give an estimate that's higher. I have never in my 35-year career had a person complain that I quoted them one fee and I charged them something lower than that fee. However, almost on a day-to-day basis, I can find complaints in my own organization where someone was quoted at a fee of $105 and the bill came to $135, and the patient is aggravated and upset, and typically their response is, if I knew it was going to be that much more money, I would have selected a different treatment, or I wouldn't have done the treatment at all. For those individuals who are not doing quality assurance and quality assessments, I would strongly recommend that you check my website, Ascent-Dental Solutions. and take a look at some of these forms. And also, you can find them in the three books that I've published, along with my electronic books. And this information is there. You can customize these to fit your own needs. But in my opinion, if it's going to take Mr. and Mrs. Smith more than 30 seconds to a minute to fill it out, you may find that it may not be as effective. I can tell you with almost 99% assurance, our quality assurance and quality assessment forms get filled out. And I can tell you at the point of service, to solve the dissatisfaction is absolutely imperative. In some cases, because of time constraints, procedures that we're doing, we can't always, at the point of service, resolve Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But I can tell you, practicing 35 years, an evening does not go by where I don't make a phone call to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and this phone call goes something like this. This is Dr. Coughlin. I'm very sorry to bother you. I noticed your quality assurance and quality assessment form was less than ideal. I want to first say I'm sorry, and I apologize for the dissatisfaction. If you have time now, I'd like to discuss it. If not, we can make a time or an arrangement later on during the week to address it. I want you to know you have my severe apologies, and I will do everything in my power not to let it happen again. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, my company, Ascent-Dental-Solutions, with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I look forward to speaking to you soon, and my special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta and his company, Stand Out and Be Heard, for his expertise in creating these podcasts, and Mr. Aiden Crawford and his company, Short Circuit Media, for making this material available on my website, www.ascent-dental-solutions. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you have a pleasant evening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.